John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Hi, Ed. It's me, John Kilticka.
John, it's the High Gain Podcast.
Yes.
We talk about Gibson guitars.
Yes.
We talk about geography.
Yes.
We talk about...
geography.
It's the geography episode of the High Gain.
Yes.
Speaking of geography, we're in beautiful West Seattle.
Beautiful West Seattle, Washington.
It's nice out. I walked up again. That's nice. I like being able to, you know, save the environment or something.
I wonder if people like our old man weather report.
Yes. When we drop an episode, people listen the first day, the first week.
Yeah.
But any given episode is listened to every week. Six-year-old episode. Someone out there is listening to it today.
We've got a long tail, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So people are getting a weather report for like April 2024 in like 2029. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're not the most evergreen podcast.
Nobody cares.
The people love it is what I'm trying to say.
I think you're right.
They want to know that in April of 2024, the weather was lovely in beautiful West Seattle. Where is beautiful West Seattle, John?
We are in the almost farthest northwest corner of the United States, and that's how we like it.
Yep.
That's where we are.
This is the most useful guitar we've ever done. This is like multi-purpose.
Uh-huh.
You had a great idea with this guitar.
I did.
That I think would be cool.
You know those really cool little round head brass tacks that you can tack into things?
Yep.
Sometimes volume knobs on guitars have them nailed in so you know where zero is. You could go on tour with your cool shoegazy band, your band Shoegazy.
Okay.
And put a little brass thing in wherever you play.
I wonder if there's a band called Shoegazy. That's a great band name.
Thank you. Right now, just top of the dome.
So fast.
So agile.
Yeah. The people are amazed. But yeah, that would be really cool to put all your tour dates in little tacks on the thing.
Yeah.
That would be great. You couldn't play Nashville?
You'd have to have a place to put tacks that you could then maybe draw an arrow.
Yeah, because Nashville, I'm pretty sure, sits firmly under that pickup. So just spend a lot of time in Florida. Like, people love that.
There are people, I hear, that like that place.
It's a thing, yeah.
This is a Gibson Map guitar.
Why not? Beverages.
Woo! That was a rough one, huh?
No, I think you did great. You said before we started, like, oh, I didn't think of anything. I feel like you improvise a fair number of these.
I try to improvise all of them in keeping with the general shoddy workmanship we like to convey.
No, that was great. I went to the farmer's market again this week.
Oh.
This week, I got a Seeking Ferments.
Seeking Ferments. That doesn't sound like it has 587 blueberries in it.
This is Granny Barb, which is a kombucha.
Granny Barb.
Granny Barb.
Like the name of a person. She's a grandma. Her name is Barb.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Granny Smith apples and rhubarb.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Sure. So I got those fancy wine glasses we had last week. I'm not going to drink this whole thing, I don't think.
Maybe just a shot's worth?
Come on.
I'm not going to drink that whole thing either.
What are you talking about?
Okay, fine. Granny Barb kombucha?
Yeah. Seeking Ferments and Seeking Kombucha on Facebook and Instagram.
It doesn't say where they are?
They're based out of Seattle, Washington.
Okay, I'm going to try this.
Small batch brews.
That's lovely.
Oh, it's really good.
It's really great. Just not my thing.
What do you mean, not your thing? It's exactly your thing.
It kind of smells like bread, but tastes like mushrooms.
Stop it.
What?
It's got the Granny Smith. More granny than Barb.
All right. It's a quality kombucha. I will say that because I have had some that were super gnarly.
No, it's really good.
All right.
I've also got a coffee in a crow mug.
Ooh. I've got an Uptown Espresso, a soy latte.
Oh, great. Home of the Velvet Foam.
Velvet Foam. And you know, when I had that Petey's... The Petey's Bing.
Yeah, you loved it. You did it again.
It's pretty good, yeah. And it's energizing. It's an energizing juice beverage.
That guitar is terrible.
Yeah.
I guess I get why you would do it. Do I? I don't know.
Well, why don't I just tell you why they would do it?
I wonder if Gibson ever made a Confederate flag. Guitar.
Here's why they did it. It was the early 80s, and a lot of guitar manufacturers were sending some things overseas. A lot of imports were flooding in.
Okay.
So Gibson started an ad campaign.
I love this guitar.
Do you?
I love everything about this guitar. If you're telling me this is their attempt at promoting American manufacturing.
It is.
I'm 100% on board. This is the best guitar ever made. It's a buy.
Oh.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, bye. They got one of their experienced luthiers. His name was James Hutchins.
Okay. Oh, I don't like that.
Old James?
Yeah.
He started at Gibson in Kalamazoo in 1963. And stayed with Gibson all the way through and retired in 2008 in Nashville.
Okay.
We lost him in 2010. He was the head of the carving department. So like those really fancy arch tops, like jazz boys that are hand carved. That's his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to jams in the early 80s in Kalamazoo. We got this ad campaign coming up. Can you make us an American map guitar? Doesn't have to be fancy. It's the concept. Sure. So we did it. They put this guitar on a table. The photo has all kinds of wood shavings, like somebody had carved this thing by hand.
Right.
Like it wasn't a bandsaw.
Right.
But whatever. It's an ad. It's a concept.
Sure.
And the slogan was, American made, world played.
Yeah, it's catchy.
And that's what it was for. It was for that ad campaign. That photo would appear in ads, catalogs, brochures, price lists, everywhere.
Sure.
And that was the end of that until people started saying, I don't know what people.
These people.
Yeah, nobody I know. Where do I get one of those ones from the picture?
You can't look at this guitar and go, oh, that would be fun to play. It just looks so goddamn uncomfortable.
I've got it propped up so it's okay to play right now. Otherwise, you've got Florida digging into your thigh the whole time.
And, you know, Maine.
Yeah, fixing to puncture a lung.
Working your business up there.
Yeah. So they started making them, and they even made Epiphones. At this point, remember, Epiphone is still in the U.S. As you can imagine, they didn't sell all tremendously well.
No.
They weren't super duper popular. I guess they ended up maybe with more Epiphones than Gibsons. And by the time they ended the experiment in 84... They had to figure out what to do with all the Epiphones, especially since all manufacturing of them was soon to move overseas. So in the end, they just ended up rebranding the headstock Gibson right over the Epiphone logo. They're all made by the same dudes in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
Sure.
I suppose. The originals would have had a pickup selector in the Northeast, you know, New England area.
That seems correct. I hate that placement on a Les Paul, but I think if you're a Gibson player, you're very used to that.
Yeah.
Sitting way the hell back in Northern California, Southern Oregon, it's a bad spot. You got to do a lot of reaching to get to that pickup selector.
Yeah.
When you're ripping that solo.
And you go to swing and then you knock it down. It's bad.
Come on.
Here's what this thing consists of. Two PAF Tim Shaw humbuckers.
Oh, great.
And they are pretty hot.
Yeah.
Let's put a little... The bridge slash tailpiece is really cool. It's a combination.
Yeah.
It's a wraparound tailpiece combined with a tunematic bridge in such a way that it's modular.
Oh.
So when you go to change the strings, you can pull out that tailpiece.
Weird.
Put all your strings in it and then just slide it back in to finish stringing your stuff up.
That couldn't have been made just for this guitar.
No, no, no. It was used on lots of things. It was made by Scheller.
Was it?
Yeah.
It seems like it's a good idea if you're going to restring the whole guitar. It's less of a good idea if you're going to be stringing a string at a time.
Any wraparound bridge is probably going to have that same pain in the ass.
Kinda. Tim Shaw pickups. That's great.
Tim Shaw, a great builder of great pickups to this day. That's nice. You have two volumes, two tones. Neck bridge, neck bridge. I am in the middle now. Should I go as necky as I can?
Sure, why not? Sounds like a Gibson.
Yeah. Trebly?
Do it. Yep.
If I go back to the middle, get your normal on.
What's the slab down the middle? It looks like it's a two-piece top and bottom.
I guess technically three pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two thick mahogany slabs separated by a thin layer of hard maple. I think the idea behind that is to try to strengthen the guitar, especially in places like Florida, where it tends to break off and float away towards Cuba.
Mm.
And it's, you know, a little bit of bling.
Yeah, that's more what jumps out at me.
Yeah, all the necks on these are maple.
Okay.
Unlike our typical mahogany Gibson guitars. Although with these MAP guitars, they seem to have been made kind of, not improvised, but...
Half-assed?
Yeah, maybe. There was no nailed down spec like, oh, MAP guitar, here's what that is. It just seemed to always be whatever. Some of the pickups are labeled Tim Shaw, like these. Some of them are not.
Mm.
Some of them have black knobs as opposed to these amber ones. Some of them have the toggle switch up here. Some of them have the toggle switch where the first volume knob is. Some of them only have three knobs, like a master volume and two tones. Some of them don't have the combination bridge, just a regular bridge and a regular tailpiece.
Oh, weird.
So the idea of trying to figure out what are the specs of the Gibson MAP guitars, your guess is as good as mine.
And that's over like 2 years.
Not very long at all.
And were these all by hand bandsawed out?
Yeah, they would have been traced out using a template and then cut on the bandsaw. What you'll see if you look at various examples is the level of detail does kind of progress over the years.
Oh, yeah.
That first prototype that was for photos only.
Yeah.
You could tell maybe it was just like, quick, we need that thing quick.
Right.
All the little tiny nooks and crannies were not there. Yeah, whatever.
It feels like the proportions are wrong. It feels like the U.S. has too much west of the Mississippi. Like it's too long on the back.
There are some that look really long where you're like, wait, the country's not that big.
I would be pretty interested to take a scale map.
Draw it out.
Or just overlay it on an actual map.
Yeah.
How close is this? Because it feels off. I want precision. I want some real cartographers cutting this thing out.
Yeah, when I'm playing that gig, I want to feel safe in my assumption about where the major cities are.
Exactly. So they made it for ads. They decided to make some. They made some for a couple years.
They made a couple with stars and stripes. Not stars and stripes like traditional flag, although they would do that later. And not quite stars and bars style, not like Confederate style, but just like a weird amalgam.
Oh, really? Not stars up in the Pacific Northwest and stripes?
No. It was white with stars and stripes of a sort.
I see.
I don't know what they were doing, but I guess people liked those well enough.
I think I would like that more than this thing, you know, just cause. If you're going all USA, USA, you America. Know, all America style, do it. Paint a goddamn flag on the thing.
Yeah. So they did end production of these in the state they were in around 84.
It's funny, if you look up close, they've got that weird jagged bandsaw thing all along the cuts. They didn't even bother going in and trying to smooth it out or anything.
For those who like woodworking.
Yeah.
That's a thing the blade will do in a bandsaw. It's called chatter.
Oh.
That's chattering.
Chatter. Is that Michigan where the thing comes up over the top? What is that?
Is that the UP, do you mean? The Upper Peninsula?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
That seems particularly delicate.
Yeah. You're playing your show and snap.
That's got to be gone on a lot of these guitars.
Isn't it funny to think that they sold so few of them? It was just, oh, what bridge do we have lying around? Yeah, put this on there. What other knobs? Yeah, just use those.
Sure.
Whatever.
You said there was enough demand. I could imagine that enough demand was like two or three shops calling and going like, we want one. And they just took that as like, oh my God, people are clamoring.
And I think it's a low bar.
Yeah.
If your intention at first was to make none.
Right.
Because it was just an ad campaign.
Right.
Well, you know, five people want it. Yeah, sure.
Do you know production numbers on these roughly?
No, nobody does. Nobody knows how many were made.
Really?
But at any given time, you can find them on Reverb. It's no great big secret or anything.
Yeah.
And they seem to be commanding decent prices. I went back in the catalogs for 1980, 81, 82, 83, 84.
Mm-hmm.
They're not listed in the price list.
Oh, really?
So I wonder if it was just you go into the store, you're like, what do I got to do to get a map guitar? And yeah, okay, I'll call up the rep. I'll ask him. I'll see what I could do. You know, I don't know.
Huh. The serial number's on the back, right?
It is, yeah.
Does it map? Have you tried plugging that thing in and...
Oh, it maps. The first and fifth digits.
Right.
Tell you the year.
Uh-huh.
This one is 83.
There's more to that serial number than just that.
Oh, sure. There's month and day, batch number, and location.
Yeah.
By the way, you see there's no volute?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had a volute.
Sure.
And not only that, some of them were mahogany necks. Completely random.
It's weird. That neck makes it seem like they made that neck just for this guitar. Because you could just grab a Les Paul neck off the shelf and throw it on this thing.
Yeah. I don't know what the idea was, but people must have had some idea about it because they reissued them.
Sure.
In 2001. I don't know if that was like 9/11 style.
Yeah, you said that and I'm just like, those fucking guys.
Yeah.
Quick, we need this thing out by October 1st.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's thinking the worst, right? That it was a response to 9/11.
A cynical assumption?
Yeah. Henry loved him some America, and throwing America shit on Gibson guitars was kind of his jam.
Yeah.
The whole...
government series?
The government series. Yeah.
So when that happened, 2001, there were more paint jobs available.
Oh,
you cool. could get the traditional American flag with the stars in the Northwest and the stripes. They even did one with stars all over it, but the stripes were a swirl.
Oh, cool.
Really ugly, but somehow not.
Yeah.
So there were different options. And the back would be a solid color, in some cases blue, and finished neck blue as well, some cases white.
I like to think those were all imports. The 2001 America guitars are all imported. But certainly not, right?
They were custom shop instruments.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But don't worry, Ed. Yeah. Because in 2005, they re-released it again on the Epiphone side.
Okay.
Those were Korean made and some in China.
That's the chef's kiss. That is so late stage capitalism. How can you, with a straight face, go and like sell that thing or even pitch it? You know, a lot of people buy American flag shirts in Walmart.
Yeah, well, a lot of people buy everything. Virginia is for lovers, made in China.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Texas, made in China. Or Florida, keep out.
It is a great, ironic guitar. Billy Joe on the American Idiot tour. What was he thinking not playing one of these?
If you were firmly ensconced as an ironic band,
yeah,
that's the given, and you were good, people liked your stuff generally, all things being equal, would this be cooler on an American band or like a European band out playing the show?
I think it's funnier on the European band as long as the band is not going through some Americana stage.
Ah, good point.
As long as they are, you know, doing weirdo, emo-y, shoegaze-y something, nothing to do with America, great. So we don't know the price of this, like, in the day.
I couldn't find it.
It's okay.
Why wouldn't they publish it? I don't know.
They're embarrassed.
Yeah, they were ashamed.
There's a really weird thing with it. When you were holding it the way you were just holding it, maybe with the light and the chatter and everything, I kind of thought like, oh my God, am I having a stroke? It was actually kind of vibrating.
That's a choice, right?
Yeah, not sand it down.
Yeah, screw it.
Yeah.
And not really even finish it.
Yeah.
It looks like maybe they rub some oil into it or some kind of satin protectant, but it's like, not finished per se.
You have probably held this guitar in the last hour more than I think anyone has picked this guitar up since it came off the line.
I would call this mint.
Yeah, it just looks brand new.
Yeah.
Where'd we get this?
We got this at Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
Yes. Yeah, Uncle Frank is now sponsoring us. I think the viewers know that.
Yeah, they love it.
And he has been kind enough to offer us a promo code to give to everyone.
Mm-hmm. 10% off.
High gain 10 when you check out online.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Hey, Frank.
How about that 10%?
Yeah, I heard about this on the high gain.
Yeah, that's great.
You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello or goodbye? Buy or deny?
That's right, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
From the picturesque trees of New Hampshire in the fall to the lonesome high desert area down there, up into the snow-blown Fargo areas.
Little Minnesota.
You can be playing the rock
and
memorizing your states.
Great.
The Gibson Map guitar. Buy or deny?
Yeah, deny. I hate it.
Why?
I do like that they made it in the promotion of Made in America. I think as an ad campaign, I think they did the 100% right thing. Taking it to its logical conclusion of having some sweatshop in China making one with a USA flag on it is perfection. Capitalism, Gibson in a nutshell. I love it.
That is the ironic trifecta.
Exactly. I've given buys to a bunch of guitars where I've said my reason for wanting it is I would totally rock that thing for irony. It's got that going on, the irony thing, but it's delicate and uncomfortable and unwieldy. It's like super non-ergonomic. It just seems terrible.
It's probably like, better if you're standing up with it, but maybe not by much.
Like you said, how many of them do not have Florida, do not have Maine, do not have Texas?
Yeah.
You think Gibson headstocks break a lot? RIP Florida.
Yeah, rip. What if it was like Buck Owens style? Red, white, blue, sparkly.
I think that's cool, right? I would never play it. I don't know. I'm not into it at all. It's one of those 80s ones. Some collector. Cool.
I think worth having for fun. If you like it and you think it's a fun thing, that's maybe the only thing that I'd be able to justify it for.
Yeah.
It's too expensive to buy. Right. It's too uncomfortable to play. It's too hit and miss to collect. It's a deny for me too.
Yeah.
But grab it if you like it. Well, we'll take pictures close up. I'll make sure to represent the general areas of the country. Put them up on Instagram.
Right.
We are still proud American members of the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts.
Yeah. Out of the great Pacific Northwest.
Yes. You want to come back next week, do another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
We should totally do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, bye.
Bye.